This is Anne-Marie Panarinkin, the Voice of OC's food columnist. You can follow me online at voiceofoc.org. When I want the best in food and entertainment news, outside of Orange County, of course, I tune in to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the Mother's Day version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Halos are home tonight, playing the Washington Nationals, the second game of a three-game set, matinee game tomorrow. Nice victory last night, and they're on a three-game win streak and looking to add more. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Thanks for being out there. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that just enhances what we do here on Saturday mornings and gives you a little bit more information. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. I'm always interested in expanding my knowledge of French wines. I'm not terribly knowledgeable in that area. Know a bit or two about Champagne and some of the larger, more prominent regions. But there is an emerging AOC in the Rhone Valley in France by the name of Ventoux, V-E-N-T-O-U-X, which a couple of weeks ago I got the chance to get introduced to, meet some of the winemakers there, taste the wines, and get a good overview of what was going on. And our guide that evening was distinguished wine journalist Jonathan Cristaldi, who I am sure for any of you that are interested in wine have read a lot of Jonathan's pieces. He also does feature interviews with chefs and restaurateurs that are quite detailed and quite wonderful. Jonathan is really easy to appreciate, no wine snobbery, and he really enjoys what he's doing and makes it accessible for everyone. So I wanted him to be our guide to the Ventoux, and it is a pleasure to welcome Jonathan Cristaldi to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Jonathan, good morning and welcome.
Hey, good morning. Very happy to be here and back talking with you about this pretty cool French wine region.
Absolutely. Jonathan, before we get into the Ventoux, in terms of where our listeners typically can read you, you actually write for a lot of very major wine publications. Can you kind of just run through the list a little bit so our listeners have a better understanding of the credentials that you bring to this conversation? Because they're pretty impressive.
Well, I appreciate that. It's been a journey of 10 years, and at this moment, I largely contribute to Food & Wine magazine on the digital side, so you can read my articles on their in their online magazine, as well as I write for Departures, Decanter, and I'm the editor-at-large for the Somm Journal and Tasting Panel magazines, which are two trade magazines that are actually still in print and go out to many thousands of people around the country. We're based out of Southern California.
Yeah, and Jonathan, very well known in the trade. I'm going to put you on the spot here before we talk about the Ventoux. In terms of an interview that you've done in the last couple of years with either a chef, a restaurateur, or a winemaker, because you've interviewed some, you know, pretty notable folks. Is there one in particular that stands out that in terms of just, you know, doing the research and spending time with whoever that person was, you know, you just kind of came away mesmerized and were able to capture that in your piece?
Yeah. Hey, wonderful question. I think immediately the person that comes to mind is Chef Christopher Kostow, and I interviewed him and his wife, Martina, for a piece that I wrote in Departures magazine. And it was essentially, you know, intended to be a love story, their love story. But, you know, we really dove in. I've gotten to know them over the years and it sort of really got to know them in the aftermath of the unfortunate fire.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the restaurant was destroyed for our listeners that are not up on that particular part of things.
Yes, exactly. I actually, we interviewed him with a team We produced a short documentary video, actually, called Embers and Vines for Food and Wine, which is on the website there. And we talked to Chris a day after the restaurant burned.
Oh boy,
he sat down with us. It was a tough interview. He was just reflecting at that moment, just kind of trying to take it all in. All of the things that he'd built, the things that they had lost. He had said that the night before the restaurant burned, that it had been one of the greatest nights of service of his life. Mm. So it was this strange contrast, in terms of tragedy, but also having a sort of an uplifted spirit about it all. And then I got to sit down with him a couple of years, a year and a half later, and just dive into his life and his background and how he and his wife met and the projects that they're working on. And I was just fascinated by it. Here's a guy who has, achieved Michelin 3-star fame and had previously achieved 2-star fame, not easy to do, and maintained it over many years.
Yes.
So yeah, it was revelatory to sit down and just kind of understand what the day-to-day life is for him and his wife.
Jonathan, it's an odd coincidence, and just so our listeners know, this was not set up in terms of this question that I asked Jonathan. I have read that piece, and it's outstanding, and it is available online, and it's a very, in terms of if you really want to get a feel for the life of a Michelin star chef and what they go through and what that is all about, boy, this is the piece to read, because Jonathan, as you'll agree, there's so few opportunities these days to be able to do in-depth pieces like that. So, that's about all I can say. Now, we do need to make a quick transition and go to the Rhone Valley and start talking about Vento. Give our listeners, Jonathan, if you will, a feel for the area, because it's surrounded by forests. I mean, the pictures that I've seen are just incredible. Set the stage, if you will.
Yeah, it's stunning. It's a beautiful place. If anyone's been to the south of France, they sort of know what's going on. And if you haven't, go. But to set the stage, the Rhone Valley is in the south. And, keep going down to the Mediterranean, you get Provence, right? So this is an area famous for like the Cannes Film Festival and certainly food, right? Sort of bookended by the coast and then Lyon, the city of Lyon, which is like the culinary capital of France, with more Michelin-rated restaurants than anyone knows what to do with. Within this area, there's another town called Avignon, which is super, ancient and famous, known for its the popes who lived there. And just east of Avignon is this stunning region, the Ventoux. And it borders the Rhone Valley. It's not technically part of the Rhone Valley, but it is aligned, very much aligned with the Rhone Valley, as opposed to maybe being aligned with the Provence wine region, which is just to its south. But that's where it sits, and it's a big area. It's a fairly large area. Comparably, if listeners know the Alexander Valley in America, there's about 14,000 acres of planted vines in Ventoux, which is about similar to the Alexander Valley. But
that's big.
That, it is big, and not only that, it's a very biodiverse place. It includes 74,000 acres of beautiful woods and forests, villages and orchards. There's 2 national parks. There's 2 UNESCO biosphere reserves, and Mount Ventoux, which is the 6,200-foot defining geographical feature of this area.
Now, in terms of Jonathan, the geography of the area, what does that add to the wine?
It's really important. As anyone who knows, wine regions are defined by their geographical characteristics, their climatic characteristics, and in this particular region, the mountain is the defining character, because imagine if you're standing on top of this 6,200-foot peak. you look northeast and you can see the Alps in all their stunning splendor. You turn around, you can see the entirety of the Rhone Valley. And there's two really important things happening as a result of this location. The cool air filtering south from the Alps kind of rushes over the mountain and provides this cooling effect on this particular valley. Meanwhile, there are these winds called the Mistral winds that funnel south through the Rhone Valley, very important for the Rhone Valley, and they're warming. But the mountain effectively shields Ventoux from this. And so grapes growing in this area are treated to a couple of different things. They get this cooling effect from these breezes coming down from the Alps and this sheltering effect. And so it's because of global warming and rising temperatures, the cooling effect is actually having a really great impact. And growers are finding that they can grow more grapes in these areas that maybe hadn't been so hospitable in decades past, but that are becoming more hospitable to cooler climate grape growing. And I think the last point I would mention is the altitude. It isn't that high of a place in terms of elevation. Most vineyards are under the 1,000-foot level, but they're very high altitude influence, which has everything to do with these cooling breezes coming in off the Alps.
Makes sense. Jonathan, in a brief moment before we need to go to break and we're going to come back and pick up the conversation, just really quickly, what is the breakdown in terms of red, rosé, and white that is coming out of the Ventoux?
Yeah, red is about 54, little over half, 54%. Rosé production is pretty large, 38%, but white wines are only about 8%. So real growth potential there.
And as we discovered in the evening we had at Cali, some of those whites are really superb. We are speaking with Jonathan Cristaldi. We're talking about an emerging wine-growing region in France, the Ventoux, spelled V-E-N-T-O-U-X. It has been an AOC since 1973. We're going to pick up the conversation on the other side. You are listening to the Mother's Day version of the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.